Hey, this is a special episode of Podcasting Softly. Most people who know me talk. I talk to, you know, relatively famous people. But fame in the film industry comes after a long journey. It's not an overnight thing. It takes years and years and years, sometimes, for us to find our way. Now, I've always been a champion of the underdog and independent film, but I'm also a champion of independent people out there that are coming to this profession, that are coming to this industry, that are coming to this form of self-expression, that have nothing but a dream, right? And some say, you know, they have nothing but a prayer. But I once heard a man, you might have heard what I called Muhammad Ali, said, all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reaches the right man, then not only would George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall. So my guest tonight is a really, really great bloke, Con. Thank you for being on Podcasting Softly. I just have to get you to pronounce your last name so I don't mess it up.
Yep, sure, mate. It's Christopoulos. Con Christopoulos.
Con Christopoulos.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it. I wanted to hear you say it first, just in case I mucked it up. But Con Christopoulos. Con. Now, to put the audience in the picture, Con. We met on Facebook a couple of years ago now. I saw Con used to do these videos, and it was what caught my eyes. It said something about chasing Tarantino. And all of a sudden, this very, very vivacious character came up and talked about how passionate he was. And he was trying to get a script to Tarantino to get made. And I've been following Con ever since. And I think your dream and your vision and just your whole being is incredibly inspiring and wonderful. So I think it's a great honour to have you on Podcasting Softly, Con.
Mate, thank you very much. I appreciate what your work greatly, because it's been a 27-year journey up until now for me to try and get my movie made. So it's fantastic to get this sort of positive feedback, because during that journey, such a long journey, and it may sound crazily ambitious to people, you hear a lot of, unfortunately, negative comments quite often, to the point where over time I just learned to keep my mouth shut about it, because ex-girlfriends, some even family members, call you this, that, and the other, but I just could not let go of the dream. And hearing you say these positive, supportive words, it's beautiful and refreshing and inspiring, and I greatly appreciate it, and it's serving to give you the energy and courage to keep pursuing it, no matter what. Because I don't fear many things in life, but one thing I do fear is letting go of a dream. And I refuse to let go of my dream, and I refuse to keep fighting for that dream regardless. So any positive feedback and energy is worth its weight in gold. So again, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, look, it's fantastic. To put people in the picture, after I saw Con's videos, I got in contact with him and asked him about this script that he was doing, because I was in a position to get his script to filmmakers that I was in contact with to get some feedback. Was able to get it to none other than to a very great man, wonderful gentleman, Brian Trenchard Smith, one of the godfathers of Australian or Ausploitation. And he was able to give Con some feedback, and look, it was just incredible. And me personally, I've read the concept, and I think it's great. I think it's a great story. We're not gonna. I think it's probably best we don't divulge too much here, because you know people have. I've heard from other screenwriters, big time screenwriters, that it's sort of unwise to go around flashing your ideas like cash, because someone will always try and knock you off. But it is an incredible concept, and Brian was very gracious in not only taking the time to read it, but to offer his comments. And I believe, Con, you've also you had an encounter similar with a wonderful Australian actor, Roger Ward, too, didn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Roger became distantly associated with my current movie, which is in the process of getting edited, thankfully. And I met him in about 2011, and he sort of explained to me why he couldn't, even though he wanted to, why he couldn't get involved with Alien Son, which is the title of my current movie. And I also pitched to him the concept, the idea of my current one, which I want Tarantino to direct, which is called Mother Hunter.
Right.
Now, Roger read it, and he liked the story a lot. He said he wants to be involved, and I more or less promised him. I didn't use the word promise, but I more or less promised him that I will get Tarantino to do it, and Roger Ward is going to be in it, because I want Roger Ward in it because he's the quintessential exploitation guy, and Tarantino himself considers him a legend.
Yeah.
And I'd love to marry Tarantino's talent with Roger Ward's talent and history as an actor and artist and an exploitation pioneer.
Totally.
And it was amazing to me that you were kind enough and able to help me get my synopsis of Mother Hunter to Brian Trenchard-Smith. I saw it as one step in the right direction to getting Mother Hunter eventually off the ground.
Right.
Because I would love, as ambitious as it is, I would love to get Tarantino back to his roots and do a kick-ass exploitation film with Brian Trenchard-Smith and Roger Ward. And I believe Mother Hunter is the story to do it.
Right.
The only thing is, I have been advised by people in the industry across the board, you've got to get the script done. I understand this, but after a 27-year battle doing Alien Sons, I'm embedded in daily life like everyone, with mortgages, car loans, etc., etc., and I literally don't have the time to sit down and focus and create the complete script I know I can create for Mother Hunter. I'm 47 now. I can't take the path of a bohemian writer, artist anymore.
Right.
I have to live in reality. I have to find someone who can see the potential of the synopsis of Mother Hunter and say, hey man, this is really cool. Just stop what you're doing. Here's X amount of dollars. Just get this done, turn it into a complete script and turn it into a movie.
Right.
I have these ideas boiling in my head now. Once again, I know it's ambitious, but my current movie, Alien Son, I hope will serve as a solid stepping stone to establish credibility for myself as a writer and a movie maker to get enough attention and seep through somehow into Tarantino's hands my synopsis and turn this into a proper movie.
Right.
And the goal is to make the most kick-ass exploitation film that anyone has seen.
Yeah.
Now, that's why I want to make sure, if I can, that I essentially get commissioned to write Mother Hunter and make it into the movie that I know it can.
Right, right.
Now, I'm uneducated. I'm a construction worker. So I need to get Alien Sons in the can, as they say in the industry, to show what I'm capable of.
Right.
So I've got a 27-year history of chipping away at Alien Sun.
Right.
So the passion is there, the desire is there to erupt with this beautiful exploitation film called Mother Hunter. That's the ultimate goal.
Right, right.
Once Alien Sun is done, I'm going to focus on getting Mother Hunter made, and I am chasing Tarantino.
Right.
I need him, not just for myself, but but for himself to take his career to the next level by bringing him back to his grassroots and making a great exploitation film.
Right. And have you personally tried contact, like going through channels and trying to get him on the phone or email or?
I have been trying personally for, after I met someone in the industry, and for the sake of privacy, I'm not going to drop any names.
No, that's right.
I did get a direct contact email for Quentin Tarantino's agents.
Okay,
But it turns out Quentin Tarantino is so inundated with stuff that his agent has a screening agent who filters through and gets through to his agent.
Right.
And I have been communicating with this guy on and off for about 7 or 8 years now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But I think he's I get the impression that he's young and he doesn't really know who Roger Ward is. I've told him Roger's in there, you know. Quentin Tarantino considers Roger a legend. Yeah. You've got to get this through to Quentin. I think we need to talk to him. And he keeps saying, but who's Roger Ward? And he's not getting it. I think he must be a bit too young to understand. He's not getting the bigger picture.
I just need
to get through to Tarantino.
Mm.
So I've been trying for, a good 7 or 8 years. And about 4 years ago, I thought, oh, bugger it. I'm just going to set up a little YouTube page called Chasing Tarantino, and whenever I have a bit of positive news or about my current movie, Alien Sons, or if I have a crazy little idea that might be able to get through to Tarantino, I'll just post up a little clip every now and then and put it on YouTube.
Right, right.
So that was the purpose behind that. That's how I eventually made contact with you, which for me was quite significant. I can't rest. I'll continue living my life, doing what I have to do, working as a labourer, paying my bills, but I can't rest until I get another hunter made. I thought when I started with Alien Sons when I was 19, back in 89, 90,
right.
When I started with Alien Sons, that was a pinnacle for me. I just want to get this movie done and that's it.
Right.
My hunger, my desire to make Mother Hunter grew while I was pursuing Alien Sons.
Right.
And when I met Roger Ward, and I pitched him the idea, I just said, I can't turn back now. I cannot turn back. And as cliche and as corny as it may sound, I will die trying if I have to.
Right.
It's simple as that. Now, the interesting thing about this journey, Kent, is the day that we discussed a possible phone interview, what we're doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
That same after confirming the whole deal, that within a couple of hours, I got a random message from my editor of Alien Sound 2. She's been on it for about 4 years now. I think she's about the 56th editor. And she's been on it for about 4 years now, and she sent me a message saying that she can see a light at the end of the tunnel. She gave me a few details, technical details, and issues that she was having, but she explained to me why she said she thinks it's going to be done this year, completed this year. And I thought it was interesting to say the least that I finally, after all this time, fell into the hands of a man like you, Kent Hill, who's passionate enough about movie making to be able to see, to be able to understand and appreciate the passion that goes into making a movie, especially when you're a nobody with nothing but a dream.
Yeah.
It was quite significant that in the same day I was contacted by you and then my editor. All of a sudden it was like, gee, this might become real. This just might become real. Now, the hate in itself it creates in my life, it's almost enough.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get more out of it. I want it to become a reality. I want it to become more than just a dream.
Totally.
And if he is kept, ultimately, again, as corny and cliche as it may sound, it's for the underdog, man.
Mm.
It's for the beaten. It's for the broken. It's for the poor. It's for the condemned. It's for the insane. It's about a nobody with just a crazy dream who never gave up and pulled it off.
Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy dreamers that have shaped the world, haven't they?
Yes, it is, mate. It is, absolutely. And every crazy dreamer has a challenge that they've had to overcome to achieve their dreams. And not many people get insight into what's required to achieve them, Kev. And this is where I think your program and what you're doing is very special. You're providing a sense of hope to those crazy dreams out there. In this 27-year journey, the biggest challenge I found was other people not listening to other people when they call you crazy, when they call you stupid. When girlfriends say, I think you're going to make a movie, who the hell do you think you are? If you listen to them, you're not going to get anywhere. You've got to switch off. And then it becomes an existential and philosophical personal argument. How much do I want this?
Totally. But yeah, I mean, on the flip side of all that, you know, when we're talking a lot about dreams, but a lot of people, you know, you go out and sort of wildly proclaim, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. What people don't see a lot of times is those wilderness, or I call them the wilderness years, where you know, like you said, you live like a bohemian, you live day to day, sometimes, every dollar to every dollar sort of thing. But all the time you are spending taking vital steps, I believe. If it's only a single step that you take every day, make sure it's a vital step in the right direction. Like you make a new contact, you get advice from, you know, hopefully just and honourable people. Sometimes people, you know, lead you up the garden path. As I'm sure you're probably aware, but you know, the biggest challenge that face that you know, because I'm relatively in the same boat as you. I'm no different. I'm no great luminary. I'm no great orator. I'm not, you know, I don't pretend to be anything. But you know, every day I say, okay. Here we go, another day. What vital step can I make today? And you know, through a lot of luck and through piles and piles of misfortune, I still find myself because I, like you, we were both young boys once, watching the likes of like you said, Mad Max on video and all these wonderful films that we were inspired by, and we've come from similar places. We are humble men of the humble men of the great southern land, but you know, you continue striving, and it's just like you said before, it's about remaining positive. It's being around and trying to surround yourself with positive people and positive influence, because it, in all reality, it could take a lifetime. You know, that's what you don't. When you start out very optimistic and very wide-eyed, but then all of a sudden reality kicks in. Like You don't just sort of write a script and turn up in Hollywood and they say, hey, you're just the bloke we've been looking for. As much as that would be a wonderful thing to happen, and it has happened in a different sense to some people. They've gone to the movies with a good idea and it's taken off. But sometimes it might take, 7 to 10 years for that wonderful idea to finally make it to the screen, and a lot of people don't see these years in between. Like, they talk very, very loudly about how successful films are, but they don't talk a lot, and chiefly what I'm interested in is the characters and the stories behind films, because sometimes they have been an absolute nightmare to live, not only to make, but to live the journey in getting these films to the screen. So I applaud gentlemen like yourself, and all the other dreamers out there that are hopefully listening to this. Some of them have been very fortunate and have got their independent films off the ground. I've spoken to quite a lot of few first-time filmmakers, a lot of independent filmmakers, independent writers, young actors. It's a wonderful thing to think that in spite of all the odds, and the odds are substantial, that people like yourself, people like my other guests, continue on, regardless of the size of the mountain in front of us. You know what I mean?
Look, once again, your words are beautiful. To be honest, I just take a brief moment to process it, because as a solo filmmaker living in the western suburbs of Brisbane, working predominantly in construction, I very rarely get to talk about my artistic and fellow artists' artistic inclinations, their dreams, what they're striving for, etc. So this is serving as great motivation and inspiration for me, Kent. And before I go on further, I just want to say, don't ever give up on the dream, and don't ever stop inspiring, mate, because right now you're inspiring me. And to be brutally honest, I'm fighting back tears talking to you. So,
keep doing
what you're doing, mate.
I don't want to upset you.
No, they're tears of joy, my friend.
Oh,
tears of joy.
Well, that's good.
Pure
that's
tears of joy and inspiration. I think I can feel the inspiration running down my right cheek as we speak, my friend.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. But in regard to the journey, my personal journey, it's been a 27-year journey, and I don't often get this off my chest, but after all this time, I have faced, I've lost girlfriends, I've had issues, I won't go into vivid detail.
That's all right.
But I've even had death threats. I've been threatened to get bashed.
Right.
I've had assistant editors who've had death threats. We finally got it filmed, Kent.
Right.
I was mucking around with it. Started mucking around in what, 89, 90. I started writing. Finally got it filmed around about 2011.
Wow.
Now, when I finally, we secured the town of Jacobs Well near the Gold Coast.
Right, right.
The town offered us their local fish and chip shop, as I said. People came from Sydney. People came from all over Australia. We had no budget. The locals in Jacobs Well housed the actors, housed the cast and crew for free, for nothing. Fed them. Did what they had to do to keep these people surviving while they filmed for 6 weeks. Now, as luck would have it, after all this grinding away to get it filmed, I had just secured a house loan. I had just started on a new construction job, the Ipswich Motorway. I could not get the 6 weeks off, so I couldn't witness my dream being created, mate. I was installing sewer lines and stormwater lines while my dream was being created.
Wow.
Okay? And that's just how it had to be. Now, it's finally gotten filmed, Kent.
Wow.
Okay?
Yep.
I'm at a friend's place. I'm watching A Current Affair.
Right.
There was no volume on the TV.
And my producer and director are on a current affair. I'm not going to mention any names.
No, that's right. It's all right.
And I said to my friend, hey, shut up, guys. I know these people. That's the producer and director of my movie. And they sort of had the attitude of like, oh, here he goes again with this movie shit.
Right.
So I've turned the volume up. And my director, he's one of those guys that you see on a current affair palming away the camera, palm right into the camera lens, and sort of trying to kick away the guy with the camera and the other guy holding the microphone. It turns out my producer, who was the married female other half of my director, was wanted. I think it was at the Beenleigh Court. She didn't show up for impersonating a gynecologist in Toowoomba.
Wow.
Okay?
As you
and
do.
And it turns out, dude, it turns out she was wanted for operating under four different aliases in the real estate game, in the film industry,
wow,
in the gynecology industry.
Wow.
The name that she had married my director to wasn't even her real name, my understanding.
Okay.
That was a false alias too, so my director lost it. He lost it, okay? Now, the verdict against, he rings me and says, there's no way you're going to get your hands on that footage. This movie is mine.
Wow.
Blah, 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 blah. If you find out you get your hands on this footage, I'm not going to go into detail just to avoid any unnecessary crap down the road, okay?
Right.
But there were heavy threats, and what he didn't know was through someone on the set, I got my hands on the footage. I got my hands on the footage.
Wow, yep.
He somehow, I don't know how, but a hint of the possibility that I had the footage, he's rung me. And he's threatening me, I'm going to break into your house, I'm going to do this, I'm going to find that footage. If I break into your house and find you've got that footage, I'm going to call the police and say you stole it off me. All this sort of stuff.
Right, right.
The threats were so detailed and vivid, I went for a walk down Adelaide Road at Woolloongabba in Brisbane.
Right.
And I was so scared. And I was having a nervous breakdown as I walked to the bin on the main road and just my heart dropped and I turned in the bin. That's how scared I was. I just threw my dreams in the bin because of these threats. Okay? Yeah. Probably a silly thing for me to do in hindsight, but his threats did work. I got scared. I was devastated, Kent. Yeah. I was crying for months.
Right.
They're just crying for months.
Yeah.
Trying to contact this director, he wouldn't have a boundary. Verbal sort of verbal discussions, so to speak, back and forth, a few phone calls, a few emails. I was trying to coax you into finishing the film, edit it and finish it, and and we were going nowhere, and it was just getting uglier. And then, I contacted a lawyer to find out what my rights were, put it that way.
Right.
And then out of the blue, the acting assistant editor rang me. And she said, Con, I've got news for you. I said, what? And she said, no one knows this.
And I think
Ozzy found out.
The director found out somehow that I did have the footage. I said, have you got the footage of the movie?
Said, Con, I've got it all minus 17 minutes. The skating scene's missing, that's it. I said, oh my God. She said, come over and get it. She said, I don't want it in my house anymore. I'm getting threats. I'm getting phone calls. I'm a grandmother. I'm this, that. Just come and get the footage. And we raced over, Ken. And I couldn't believe it. I could see the aura of that fucking tape.
Right, right.
I could see the aura glowing off that fucking tape.
Right,
on
right.
That digital disc.
Right, right.
Right. So I contacted one of the people that was involved in the movie and I gave him $150.
Right.
And the deal was he'd have a crack at editing it. He had it for about 2 years, couldn't do it. He mucked around with the business, couldn't do it.
pass it on to someone else. They had it for about 6 months, couldn't do it. Pass it on to someone else. They had it for a few months, couldn't do it. I tried myself. I didn't have the time, skill, or talent to do it myself.
Right.
And then I found the current editor, and when I discussed it with her, she said, so is this going to be a love job because I'm passionate about filmmaking, or are you going to pay me? And I just looked at her, and she, with a frustrated smirk on her face, she just said, it's a love job, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. There's quite a few of those in the industry, isn't there?
There is. But what I've been telling everyone, Kent, involved in this, what I've been telling them is this journey has been so involved that we must complete it to honour ourselves, to honour everyone involved in the film, and honour our own dreams. And I said, all you got to do is focus on completing the film. It's basically a next to no budget film. So we don't have the luxury of saying, oh, we don't like that scene, we don't like the lighting. We just gotta get the thing completed. Do our best and get it completed, because upon completion, simply by completing a feature film script, this bunch of nobodies, this bunch of dreamers, this bunch of uni students, this bunch of no hopers, simply by completing it, we can honestly say to ourselves and to the world, we are filmmakers.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Well said.
Of the outcome of the movie. Then the world is our oyster, because we will have a copy of the movie where we can all say, I was a DAP on that. I was assistant director. I was a bloody, I played the waitress in that. I did this in that. No one got paid, but their pay is achieving their dream and creating a credible stepping stone to going professional.
Wow.
Use this feature film as their weapon, as their tool. A lot of people talk about making movies. Everyone takes the path of short films, which is fantastic. We jumped the gun. We've tried to make a feature film, which was a nightmare. And now it's in the hands of the editor. The footage she got, she's missing 17 minutes. A lot of the audio is not synced in with the visual.
Right.
It's not chronologically filed. She's had a nightmare. Now she's on the tail end of it. The docking station for her digital thing, it mucked up. It wasn't holding the cartridge, whatever you call it.
Right.
So she had to jimmy something up to keep that working. So right up to the edge, it's in sight.
Right.
You know? But that is what makes the journey beautiful. When you've got nothing, Ken, all you've got is a fight, then you've got to fight the fight, mate.
Yeah.
You know?
Certainly. Well said. Well, Con, I can't think of a better spot to leave off than that. I'm a big fan. I'm a true believer. I sincerely hope, and it's my solemn prayer, that this film of yours gets finished, that it is the selling tool that you need to take the next step. And I look forward to one day, and I have my fingers crossed, I have my hand on my heart, that I'll see a picture of you in some trade magazine somewhere to do with the industry, but you and Roger and maybe Brian and Quentin Tarantino, and you're all signing the deal, and Mother Hunter will be a reality.
Mike, thank you very much. I take those words with me. You've served a pivotal role in me taking it to the next stage of the filmmaking game. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you in person, mate, and I will buy you a cappuccino on me. My coffee, my shout.
Mate, sounds good. Sounds good, and then we'll sit and watch your movie together, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Leave it with me. I'll get back to you on it, Ken.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Con Christopoulos. Now, if you haven't heard the name, that's because you haven't been paying attention. If you haven't heard the name, it's because Con, like so many that I've been privileged to talk to over my time doing this, over my time during my personal journey, I've been privileged to talk to countless talented people that you do not know the names of, that you haven't seen in film magazines, that you have not seen in anything. But they continue every day. They continue to forge ahead. They continue working on these wonderful little dreams that they have, and hoping that one day they're going to reach you. That one day you'll go to a theatre near you, and on the screen will come Con's movie, or Tim's movie, or it doesn't matter who. And that's what they live for. And I am always in awe of their diligence. I am in awe of their personal drive. I am in awe of their resilience. I am in awe of their determination. And that's what inspires me to keep going on my journey. And it's been a real thrill to introduce you, my audience, to Con Christopoulos. And it's a name that you'll hear again, I'm certain. And thank you, Con, for being my guest, Glenn.
It's been an absolute honor, mate. Thank you very much. All the best, buddy. Excellent.